This is the voice of Carnage, and you are listening to Carnage Cast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tyler, and welcome to episode 1 of Carnage Cast, the official podcast of Carnage, Vermont's own gaming convention. Before we get into the meat of the episode, I want to talk a little bit about Carnage. It all began in 1997, when a group of Vermont and New Hampshire gamers decided they could put on as good a convention as anyone else. The next year, they hosted Carnage at the Crossroads in West Lebanon, New Hampshire. Ever since, Carnage has been a place for a group of amazing people passionate about the tabletop hobby and eager to play with the like-minded. The community has grown and the bonds deepened over the years. Stepping into the hotel lobby during Carnage means seeing half a dozen friends, maybe for the first time in a year. It's a pretty special thing seeing that friendship rekindle each November. The Carnage community gets up to some amazing stuff of its own. Some are GMs of skill and repute, running games across New England and beyond. Others host conventions of their own, creating still more venues for building friendships and enjoying the tabletop hobby. Others publish creative works, games, fiction, and other endeavors. CarnageCast provides a means to talk about all the varieties of the gaming hobby, from discussing games themselves to talking about new projects and areas of interest. Come along and meet some of our friends.
Now, interview with the gamer.
I'm here with Robert Roos, one of the Carnage staffers. Robert, how are you doing today?
Tired, but happy.
Because it is day 3 of the con.
It is mid-afternoon, and the con is winding down. People are happy. People are going home. People have told us good things.
Good things in particular?
People had a good time, and, you know, that's what it's all about. People had coming, having a good time, and said they want to come back next year.
Among your normal duties this year, you're also the Diplomacy Tournament Coordinator, right?
Correct.
And Carnage has traditionally hosted the Carnage Accords.
We have. Every year except the first year.
Which is a weekend-long Diplomacy Tournament.
Yes, 3 rounds. A face-to-face, 15-minute, drop-dead, bloody diplomacy.
And that plays into a larger scheme, right?
Yes. There is what's known as the Grand Prix. We've always qualified since we first had it as a Grand Prix tournament, which is that we've had a total of 9 boards over a number of rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a Grand Prix for the nation. There is a Grand Prix for New England, which is the Northeaster Awards, and there is, you know, of course, just our tournament in and of itself. So winning our tournament gets the win for the tournament. We are the last event for the Northeasters, which means that the people who are in the running come to our con because it can make or break their standing in the Northeasters and get their place in the awards. We also happen to be the last, very last event in the overall diplomacy circuit. So they come to our con to make sure they're winning, or in case they have a chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a lot of people that travel. And this year, of course, we had the North American Diplomacy Tournament, which is an extra distinction, yes, because DipCon counts extra heavy points in the Grand Prix, and it is its own award.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up giving a lot of awards away. We had a lot of players from across the nation. We had people from Washington, D.C., Washington State, Chicago, Texas.
I saw Florida in the forums.
Oh, yes, Florida. Doc was here up from Florida. So, yes, we pretty much covered the four corners of the nation.
Nice. And how was the competition this year?
Brutal. Unfortunately for me, or maybe fortunately for me, the first round that we had one player show up, and so I ceded my seat to him. So I didn't get brutalized in the first round. In the second round, I was on a table, somebody soloed. Therefore, I got no points. I don't really want to talk about it very much.
Now, but at least what does solo mean?
There's only one way to actually win diplomacy. There are 34 centers on the board.
Mm-hmm.
If you get 18 centers, more than half the board, you win.
Mm-hmm.
You get all the points. Most games end in a draw.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means that some combination of players are left on the board, and their centers add up to the 34,
right?
But nobody has more than 17. That's a draw vote.
Okay. So was there an outstanding moment that was the buzz of the diplomacy set?
You know, we've had weekends where, you know, John Hill, who weighs 90 pounds, is getting up into Buffalo's face, who weighs 290 pounds, and was yelling at Buffalo and didn't know he was 3 inches from death in 3 seconds. There was nothing like that this year. It was quite calm. Everybody said they had a good time. Mm-hmm. It was low-key, no pressure.
It was low-key?
There was no outstanding events other than just somebody soloed it on a board. Because with the level of play that is expected, should not have very many solos or anything because, in theory, the people are all good or at better players. We did have a couple young new players in that probably skewed the results because that's what happened to me on the board ice that Mr. Martin soloed on, who consequently won the tournament, won the Northeasters, and won the Grand Prix. He won everything because of the coming to this event.
So that's sort of a fell swoop for him.
Yes, it was. But we had somebody new as her second game. She was shy. Her name was Marguerite. And I acted against my best interests and didn't just kill her from the very beginning. And therefore, you know.
And you learned your lesson. Well, show no mercy.
When you're trying to get people to enjoy a hobby,
sacrifices are made.
That's right. Sacrifices are made. And I made the sacrifice of getting somebody interested who wanted to play, get them interested, let them have a good time. She was doing quite well by the end of the game after she'd killed two other players off until he soloed, and then all was for naught because you got nothing because he soloed. But until that point, she'd had a good time. She'd worked her way up, and yeah, sacrifices are made rather than just, you know, killing a 13-year-old girl.
It's 13.
Just 13.
Okay, now I understand.
Exactly. If she'd been 18, nah, I would have diced her up like...
Adults can take care of themselves.
I would have diced her up like sushi. Or tried.
Well, it sounds like a very successful weekend for diplomacy.
It was a very successful weekend for diplomacy. It was a very successful weekend for the con overall.
Well, the day's almost at an end where you gotta start packing up the convention goods.
Well, I bring my own little pack of helpers, and I don't have to pack anything. They have done it for me.
Convenient.
Everything is in the car. I just have to go home. Except for taking one of my daughters, and Tyler is taking her back to UVM for me. Thank you, Tyler.
As I recall, the line was, take my daughter, please.
I do not believe that was the line. Put your hands on her, you're dead.
Noted. All right, thanks, Robert.
Anytime.
You've been listening to Carnage Cast, a production of NNEG LLC. All rights reserved. For more information, visit us at www.carnagecon.com.
So we're going to be able to get drunk a little bit and eat some cheese, and that's about it.
That's for the adventurers. That's not for you.